Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's up, everybody? Let me make sure I put this open another window. Welcome back, everybody. What's really good? All right, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Okay. What's up, Flower? I see you, Zodiac, Common. All right, I'm a little bit tired, so y'all gonna hear it in my voice. But anyway, I didn't speak to Thundercat today, but Malik Spellman, Vic Flossy, they all was at the courthouse today, and I spoke to both of them. So I'm trying to have Thundercat and all three of them on a show. Probably by the end of this week, if not after the trial. So I'm looking forward to that. They was at the trial all day today. All day. So shout out to Thundercat. Shout out to Melvin. I mean, why I keep saying Melvin? Malik Spellman. Excuse me, y'all. Shit, excuse me, Malik. I was about to say Melvin again. But Malik Spellman and Big Flossy. So shout out to them. And just going to wait for some of y'all to get in here. Please make sure y'all hit that like button when y'all in here. All right. So we're going to get right into it. And shout out to my boy Retro on the beat. And I swear to God, the more I hear these beats, it making me want to do a little LP, man. I'm really want to do something and put that shit on all platforms. So yeah, this beat is real tough. So I got something for this though. Word. But anyway, after all, y'all, what's up, Lotus Rose? What's going on? All right, we gonna get it. We cut this music off, yo. I really like that beat too. It's more too. My boy got some heat. All right, let's get right to it. Peace, God. Peace, God. What up, Nat? I see you. Peace to the gods and earths. Let me mute my mic. All right, let's get to it.
About that court, I just seen Cuz for the first time. They're in there picking the jury right now, so they got a bunch of, probably gonna be picking jury for like another 3, 4, maybe 5 days while they're picking the jury. Cuz lawyers look like garbage trash suits. They look like just a little bootleg attorneys, whoever the fuck they is. Cuz came in the courtroom, you know, you come in the courtroom and you look around, they Cuz looked around, they got standing right there, chunk the hood, I'm like, nigga, neighborhood stupid. I'm here, bro.
Afternoon, everyone, I'm Charlotte.
Opportunity's a motherfucker. No. I know when Cuz on the streets, Cuz is skinny as fuck, so, nigga, he must have, how you go to jail and start gaining weight, nigga? Feel me? Cuz was skinny as a motherfucker on the street, Cuz and gained some weight. Yes, sir. Marathon, the show gonna continue. I just make sure y'all have my bail money ready. I had that ready for me, so I'm gonna need it. It ain't nothing to tell on. Tell me, any nigga that say something about me snitching there, Mr. You condoning what that nigga did, so. Number one, everything is on videotape. So ain't nothing I can say, number one, that the videotape don't say. All right, so we gonna start right here. Number two, if you do a foul crime, you do something stupid, you deserve what you get. So you call a nigga snitch. So now if you walking down the street and you see somebody fucking with a little kid or something, and you go stop it, you get that nigga arrested, is you a snitch? Cause you save a little kid from getting fucked over? Is that considered a snitch? If somebody kill your homeboy, kill one of your friends in cold blood for no reason, all bets is off. Hear what you say. Feel me? All bets is off. You know, nothing I can say that apparently that the video don't say. Videotape gonna say whatever they got to say. I ain't got to say a motherfucking word. Them, but I know I'm gonna look Cuz in his face though. Nigga. I know I'm gonna be in this courtroom looking at Cuz. I know that for sure. You know, I know I'm gonna go eat me a steak right here every morning. My Cuz eating a cold Thai ramen noodle. I'm gonna come out here on lunch and I'm gonna smoke me a blunt. I'm gonna go back in and I'm gonna laugh at stupid Cuz. Regardless of what anybody got to say. Let's get that straight off the dribbles. Feel me? What you do for your homeboy, do what you gotta do. What I'm doing for my homeboy, I'm doing for my homie. So, you know, whatever you got to say, it is what it is, though. I ain't hard to find. You feel me? Where I come from, you know, snitches don't last. Niggas snitching and all that shit, you know, that shit don't work. Where that work at? You know, then you got, ain't there a nigga in jail calling collect talking about Cowboy got me locked up. You find a nigga on earth talking about Cowboy got him locked up. Ain't there a nigga calling collect. But I guarantee you this, some of them niggas you kicking it with is niggas calling collect right now, nigga, behind them niggas that some of you niggas is kicking it with. You know these niggas is telling for sure. So you niggas better miss me. You niggas is hanging with niggas that got known paperwork for sure. Homies is calling collect right now. You find a nigga calling collect about y'all. Let me know. You inform me about that. This dumb nigga here can't even call the hood and say that I'm telling. Never. Number one, the videotape telling it all. So, you know, I ain't got to explain my purposes and what I want to do or why I'm coming to this courtroom or whatever it may be. You know, but you feel me, for the ones that need to know, you see the grand finale, you see the grand finale. It is what it is. You know, stay tuned. That's all you need to do, though. Stay tuned. You feel me? You got a problem. Anybody got a problem with niggas snitching and all that type of shit, you tell me to pull up, put your boxing gloves on. We'll handle it from there. You don't handle it like men. You know what I mean? Simple as that. But I'm a man up and do what I got to do. You feel me? I don't roll with the pack. See, I'm up here by myself, nigga. I don't roll with the pack. Yo, fuck what y'all saying. I'm saying this. Feel me? Simple as that. Okay, what you saying? I'm saying this. Yeah. Y'all niggas been up under these weird old rules and shit. Y'all niggas better recognize the rules. You know, I survive out here in these streets because I know the rules and I abide by the rules. You know what I mean? It's my jacket clean. Feel me? So, that's how I can survive. That's how I can walk around. That's how I can do what I do. I know the rules and I abide by them. So until you know the rules, you know, put them up in your choppers. You feel me? Some of these so-called crips that y'all looking up to on these social media, them niggas is wings. Them niggas ain't the real deal. You feel me? So you better recognize and do your homework on the people that you dealing with and the people that you look up to. You know, the niggas that you scared of is the niggas that I be slapping up, beat them niggas up. Them niggas is busters. You feel me? So, you know, it is what it is. I got a purpose, and you feel me? My purpose on earth ain't your purpose. So, you feel me? Stay in my lane, nigga. I'm going to stay out of yours. You feel me? Anybody that don't like me, get off my live. Don't tune in. You feel me? You need to tune in and learn how to get you some bread. Yeah, that's what you need to tune in. Yes, sir. But like I said, I went up in that courtroom. I seen Stupid Cuz today. You feel me? So that gave me a little bit more clarity. You know what I mean? I get to see Stupid Cuz looking stupid. You know, lawyers don't want to talk to him. He's sitting over there looking by himself. I'm sitting right behind him. You know, close as I can get. You know. It is what it is. That's right. 805 got your back too, my guys. We're going to acknowledge these suckers, you know what I mean? Are we out in this field doing it, these niggas at home? On their little green screens, having fun, you know, have fun. We outside, you know, real recognize real, and the fake recognize fake, that's for sure. You feel me? And the real niggas, we recognize all you fake motherfuckers. We just outnumbered. You feel me? The real niggas is outnumbered by all these fake, phony motherfuckers. For real. And all my real niggas gotta start stepping up. All these real niggas, y'all step up. Quit letting these niggas do this dumb shit. Every real nigga from every hood start pressing these niggas. Let these niggas know you niggas ain't running nothing. Get off your podcast with this funky shit. Feel me? If you ain't talking nothing positive, if you ain't talking about no real stuff, nigga, get off the airwaves with that. Quit making the hood look bad, nigga. You talking about some dumb shit. Feel me? Making your hoods look bad while you sitting there in the closet ain't never going outside. Feel me? Gossiping like women all day. Yeah. Houston, Texas, that's what I'm talking about, for sure. It's all about the message. It ain't never about me, it's about the message.
Yes, sir, what up, G?
I'm good. Yeah, all the time.
No.
Look at you, man.
All right,
you
okay? All diamonds up in there, man.
How's it going good? 7, right?
Pico and Main.
Is that junk? Oh, okay.
Pico and Main. I got the other store. It's still in the alley.
They got
a kid for Eric Holder going, right? Yeah. I finally seen the stupid ass came out today or whatever. So, you know,
pull him out or what?
Yeah. Nah, they pulled him out. He out there dressed up in a little raggedy ass suit or whatever. So, you know how you go to court and you look around. When you look around, I'm standing right there. Yeah. You know, need some clarity. Why, you know?
I saw him.
You know why.
He put it on.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. That's that ass. You know, you took out a good person. You know,
no reason.
Ten Erickson ain't worth one nip. Come on, knock a thousand a year ain't worth. You know,
you gotta keep putting positive energy, man.
All the time.
Yeah. A lot of young people do too much.
I'm already knowing. Yeah, well, without my presence there, you know, I had to back up, but I've been pulling back up though. So you know, I ain't gonna give
check
up.
Check out the chat, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna give up on the hood that easy. I'm
check out the chat.
All right.
One block.
That's cops telling the homies to get y'all shit together. Y'all going to jail. Tell y'all, man, tell the homies to get it together. Y'all going to jail. That's crazy. So, you know, we get love around the world. And you always got some haters. You know what I mean? Want to go against the grain. You know, trying to save lives. You know, niggas out here on their little podcast spread propaganda. And y'all trying to end lives. Nigga, what you stand for, you know? This nigga talking about it. Nigga, you passing out guns and you funding wars. And nigga, what type of niggas gonna say they fund wars for blacks to kill blacks? Where they do that at? You feel me? Who's gonna say some shit like that? Nigga, but you supplying guns for niggas wars? What? You feel me? Like, I never paid attention to most of the social media garbage. You know, after the interview with Adam, I just started living, you know, looking in. Let me tap in and see what all these weird niggas is talking about. You know, a lot of this shit, wow, you need to be way out. You know, and they be speaking this shit like it's the gospel truth, like, you know what I mean? But they right hand on the Bible, you know, come on. We're spreading that stuff. We out here in the streets, you know what I mean? We gotta deal with the bodies that's laying out here. You feel me? Why y'all niggas at home making accusations? You feel me? Saying this and saying all that, you know? Niggas need to get their shit together, bro. You ain't talking about how to get some money. You ain't talking about something positive, man. What are we talking about? It's nothing to talk about, okay? We ain't got to talk about the next person. Somebody's doing bad, okay, let them do bad. You ain't got to talk about it. You ain't got to let me know. If I'm doing bad, you ain't got to, hey, that's it. That's a personal issue, you know what I mean? All you niggas on this gossip shit, man. Quit gossiping, man. If you don't gossip, do something positive. Talk about that. You feel me? Every day is making on some negative shit. I'm surrounded by negativity. Feel me? You can't get three or four niggas together and be on some positive shit. It's always some negative. You know? We're gonna ride anyway, nigga. The true fans, nigga, we're gonna ride for them. We're gonna get some charity. We're gonna let bro rest. You know, and that's gonna be that. We're gonna finish this shit, let cuz go by his way. Whatever they do with cuz is done. It don't matter. Nobody gotta say nothing about cuz. Nobody gotta even testify for cuz. Cuz is done. Wherever Cuz sat down, Cuz is done. That's a done issue. That's a done deal. So wherever he go, whatever, he's done. So that ain't even an issue. You know what I mean? You know, get Cuz out the way and they can let Bo rest. You know what I mean? Let Bo rest. Simple as that. Not enough to be said. You know, listen to Cuz music. You know? Where I'm at right here in the club, I don't know who this nigga is. Some nigga right here. I ain't gonna tell how many niggas he got locked up, whatever, but I'm down here. The thing is, we locking ourselves up though, bro. We can't even blame it on the white man. We can't blame it on the white man right now, bro. Nigga, we sitting killing ourselves. Nigga, don't knock it off. You feel me? So we can't blame it on no other race. Can't blame it on the police for doing their job, okay? You got faulty police that'll do some dumb shit. Just like you got these faulty Crips, you got faulty niggas all around. So, you know, can't blame it on you. Can't blame it on the white man. Blame it on yourself. Feel me? Old niggas that still preaching this shit to these young niggas, sending them on dummy bogus missions. So, I don't want to talk about yourself. I talk all day. I'll just put them out every day, though. But, Yeah, I'm down here. I'm going back down tomorrow, next day, man. Get some clarity because this shit is just over with. Y'all tap in. I've been with reading y'all comments. But I appreciate all the ones that showed up. All the weird niggas that sitting there, you know, watching the channel, you know, what's love, what piece of your YouTube check or whatever it might be. But I tap in with y'all later. Let me get up out of here.
Yeah, y'all let me know y'all thoughts on that. Now, I see some people in the chat. Somebody said that he's not going to put no gloves on or anything like that. I mean, I know what we seen on the video when he walked inside to go get, matter of fact, he was on his lunch break. That's when he went inside. I'm never going to play that video ever again. I haven't seen that video since 3 years ago. I will never play Nipsey's murder ever again. But when he went inside the store, that's where Shitty Cuz came and popped him. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, he came back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. So, you know, a lot of people may say, you know, that he could have came out. If y'all remember, he said that the break room was all the way in the back, so he couldn't hear it. Something to that effect. But at the end of the day, if the hood knew or felt that Cowboy was less than or was a fake homeboy, I'm pretty sure that that man wouldn't be able to walk around. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, he'd still be right there over there, you know, doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to say too much, but he'd be right over there making his bread. You know what I'm saying? And again, hopefully I could get an interview with him because I spoke to him on the phone with Malik. So hopefully everything goes good. We're going to talk about the Chris Brown and the what's his name in a minute. I want to go to let me just play this real quick. Hold up 1 second. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button too. All right. That video was so sad to watch. Absolutely, man. It's I still can't really look at videos with Nipsey Hussle talking. I still can't do it. You know what I mean? This, a little flashback. I was going to play some videos of, you know, of the videos that I made when Nipsey passed and all that. But I don't know if I want to indulge in all that. But I will play this, all right? And maybe one more, all right? This is for the driver as well. This is a little flashback.
The newly released grand jury testimony reveals a possible motive in the murder of rapper Nipsey Hussle.
An NBC4 I team obtained those transcripts after a court hearing, and investigative reporter Eric Leonard joins us now live from the newsroom with more on what they reveal. Eric.
Well, Carolyn and Michael, hundreds of pages of transcripts captured the testimony of a number of eye and ear witnesses to the murder in March. They say the shots were fired after Nipsey Hussle and the accused killer exchanged words about someone being a snitch. Also, the single most important witness, the getaway driver, told the grand jury she tried to turn herself into the LAPD and was turned away. In the moments before the shooting, a witness standing next to Nipsey Hussle says the rapper told Eric Holder, the now accused killer, that law enforcement had some paperwork on him. The word paperwork meaning Holder may have been cooperating with police, possibly as an informant. In testimony, the witness said he didn't know what Holder allegedly snitched about, only that it was the last conversation Hussle had before he was shot. Another witness said he heard the killer say, "You're through," to Hussle just as the shots were fired. Later, a deputy medical examiner explained Hussle was struck at least 10 times. A police officer and witnesses said the killer fired from 2 handguns at once. The testimony led to murder and attempted murder charges against Holder, who's pleaded not guilty. Also during the secret hearing, the woman who says she drove Holder from the scene seconds after the gunfire says she also overheard some conversation about a snitch, but this time it was Holder asking Hussle if he'd ever snitched. That woman was given immunity to testify.
Now, that won't bother me. See, I got the transcripts, but I'm not going to go through it now. But I'm going to go back through the transcripts so we can read from her testimony. But I'm damn sure ain't doing it tonight. But how can she overhear somebody talking about him being a snitch, or Nipsey saying something about him snitching and some paperwork and all that, if she's supposed to be, hold on, I'll bring it back to this. I should have went to, Google Earth. That would have been better, because remember, when I first was doing this, we was able to go inside, so we are not going to be able to go inside. So I should do the air view. But anyway, Nipsey and them right here, and the car was all the way down there. How can you hear a conversation that's right here when your ass is parked, like, right where this fucking, whatever the fuck that is, a little trailer or some shit, whatever that shit is, like, there, but a little bit further down. Like, so how the fuck can you hear that? How can you overhear that? So that, you know, that's kind of a little suspect, but we'll come back. All right, I don't get that, but let's continue for a minute.
She says she saw Holder with, also during the secret hearing. The woman who says she drove Holder from the scene seconds after the gunfire says she also overheard some conversation about a snitch, but this time it was Holder asking Hustle if he'd ever snitched. That woman was given immunity to testify. She says she saw Holder with both guns before and after the murder, and even though she heard the gunshots and says she helped Holder hide out, says she didn't think he'd committed the murder until days later. This same woman also told grand jurors she decided to go to police, but says when she walked into the LAPD's 77th station and told the desk officer she had been involved in the Hustle case and her car was being shown on television, the officer told her, "Don't believe what you see on TV," and turned her away. She later became the single most important witness in the case. These transcripts, by the way, were unsealed today over the objections of prosecutors and defense lawyers who said they worried about a fair trial if too much detail became public too soon. The judge disagreed. Live in the newsroom, I'm investigative reporter Eric Leonard. Back downstairs to you.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, though. Let me go back here because I want to do the Google Earth. And if y'all want to call in, please let me know. The phone number is right there on the screen. Let me go to Google Earth, though. Orlan Soldiers. Google Earth. Hey. Look at my AdSense. No, motherfucker. Yeah, you gonna see some y'all probably seen it. The porno. Only watch it once in a while, okay? That's if you was being nosy. Yeah, the jerky jerk, god damn it. I ain't got no more grease. I haven't done it in a while, so y'all go fucking kiss my ass. Look, man, I'm real with my shit. I'm comfortable in my skin, okay? Sometimes that chicken got to get choked and scream, motherfucker, okay? Sometimes it has to happen, okay? All right, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Y'all know I'm retarded, so y'all got to forgive me. Please hit that like button, please, if you haven't already. And if you would love to donate to the platform, please as well, too. Did anybody call in? Okay. Damn, we at Tops? Well, since we're here, this is where the shooting happened. And, yeah, yo, because I got the video, and I sent it to somebody. Like, through Google Drive and shit, like, they shut it down. Like, you can't even pass that video off nowhere. You know what I mean? Oh, I know it has to be. I know I had to have it. Yep, right here. I love Google Earth, man. I like the way it turns. Okay? It looked like they got the old footage. I mean, the old layout. Let's see. Do they have it? It looks like it. Do they have it? Oh, no. Shit. I should have known that they didn't have it anyway. But, yeah, so they was literally parked, if I'm not mistaken, because she said she took a picture, gave him a hug or some shit like that, right? What's that? It had to be before they shot, because I think they pulled in this way and parked right there. I think he came, gave niggas that. No. I think he went and got a burger first. He went because she had the, she seen him with the gun on his lap. Some crazy shit. It's 3 years, so it's a little bit vague, a little bit. Came here, went to Fat Burger. Is that Fat Burger right here? Yeah, that's Fat Burger. Yeah, so right there. He went here, got something to eat, this down the third, so Shorty was parked probably right here, some shit. And here's the thing. How would he know that Nip is up there? But, you know, this is his old neighborhood. So I guess he just walked up to see who was over here or whatever. But I don't know. You know, he's seen Nip in the crib before when he was in the studio. I mean, some crib in the studio and all that. And he tried to have Nipsey listen to his music, this, that, and the third. You know, so, you know, he was probably hating since then. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was hustling. He was really grinding and trying to push his shit out there. And the thing that, you know, rest in peace there, man. The thing that really bothers me a lot, though, and, you know, we haven't visited this scene in a very long time, at least on my platform. I haven't visited this area like this in a very, very long fucking time. And it makes me want to play an old video where we could actually go into this inside the store and all that shit. But he came and gave Dap and Nip said something. Hold on, CC. Mind you, what's the other dude name? The fat dude. Hold on, because the video was right here. Hold on. Y'all can't see. I'm on another screen. What's his name? The dude who just came home or whatever, the one who got shot, and that was on a phone, I forgot his name. The one that got locked up, he came home in the wheelchair, some shit like that. I think Nip came to see him because he had to give him some clothes, some shit like that. So Nip came a little early, something to that effect. You know, but anyway. Nip told him, da-da-da-da-da, about that paperwork, so forth and so on, and he walked off, and somehow, man, like, and niggas know he's a killer. Like, niggas already know what type of time son is on. Everybody already know what type of time he's on. Yes, I'm looking in the chat now, so my bad, I was on another screen. I was on this screen right here that y'all see. Yeah, Kerry Lathan. And it's something a little fishy with that, but I'm not going to indulge in that. Not at the moment. But that was a little sus too. But, hey, who am I to judge, right? But he could have been a plant. You know what I mean? Like the whole Nipsey there. I don't know. This is all a legitimate assumption, a legitimate accusation. You know what I mean? So... this is all alleged at the moment. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing that made me really, I don't want to say be mad at Nip. Maybe he knew it was just time to go. I don't know. But by him saying what he said to him, and everybody knowing what kind of dude he is, right? He walked off and he came back. Like, and Nip is facing him, coming up to him, and he not aware what this dude is about to do, but knowing what kind of guy he is. You understand what I'm saying? And he said, "You're through." And if I'm not mistaken, when Nip was on the floor, he said, "Yeah, you got me." something like that, man. And that shit is really crazy, man, how, like, you still can watch that video to this day right now. Like, you can see this man execution live on YouTube. It's still there. That's fucking crazy in itself. Just that alone is fucking, it's crazy. I would love to hear what y'all have to say. 319, let me make sure that's the right number because I am kind of tired, so y'all forgive me. Yep, that's the right number, goddamn. 319-527-6193, I would love. Yeah, we stay all around him, man. That's what I'm saying. And then niggas knew about this property here that police is always present. They've been raiding and messing up their store, and they know, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is, without saying too much, is that niggas can't really be strapped unless there's security. You know, I remember that armor truck, all money in truck, dope. It used to sit right here. Black car used to sit right there, right? I don't know if they fighting downstairs, but it sounds very crazy at the moment. Like, literally, they doing something downstairs, and that shit sounds very crazy. They wrestling or something. Hold on, because that shit sounds crazy. That shit don't sound right, but hey, let me mind my fucking business. Any motherfucking who? Word. So anyway, the armor truck, so that's there to protect the money. I feel like, again, God gives us examples to learn from and we could have been that example. You know, so he gives examples so you don't have to be one. The unfortunate examples, man. I really wish that was still here. What the fuck is they doing down here? Nigga, is they playing basketball? Yo, that shit crazy down there. Look, hey, it is throwing me off because it's a lot of rumbling and shit, but okay. Anywho, do me off a little bit. Y'all got to forgive me. My point is, though, right, that all that money that he had, and I know that the image and, you know, he's comfortable. He grew up and this is his home, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like he should have had paid security because, first of all, you have to protect your business. You know what I'm saying? You have to protect your business. You have to protect your business because this is what put food on your one of the things, streams of revenue that helps feed your family. You understand what I'm saying? And I think he should have had some security or some I don't give a fuck niggas with the straps laid in a fucking garbage can. Remember he was walking towards the garbage can, niggas was thinking, and he walked past the dude, looked like somebody hand Shitty Cuz a fucking gun, and then he just cut through and went straight to Nip, or it was one, he got it from the garbage can and went towards Nip, so it's a whole bunch of shit, but I just feel like he should have had some niggas that's going to take the charge, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, if shit pop off, you know what I mean, because you got to protect your investment. All this is Sam's and Nip's. You know, so it's real unfortunate how that shit just transpired, man. It's really unfortunate. They were trolling on some April Fool shit. Hold on, I'm just now getting back into the chat. I don't know what was said, so now I'm just looking at what y'all writing. All right, you said then the LAPD going to claim they had a meeting with Nip scheduled the next day. I never believe that BS. Nah, I don't believe that shit either. You know, but the thing is, he was going setting up meetings so they can if I'm not mistaken, like to bridge the gap between, you know, the niggas and the police, or something that have to do with like the bettering the communities and programs for the kids and something like that, something productive. And again, like they say out there, he's not bigger than the gang, because they have a structure. There's a protocol that they abide by, this chain of command, and they have their set rules. So they're saying no one is exempt, not even you, Nipsey, to do things that's outside the box. Am I correct, y'all? You said that footage is heavily manipulated. I kind of felt that way too, and I thoroughly went through it. I really just don't want to. I really don't want to play that video, but I will go to one of my. I'll go to my playlist real quick. If y'all could just hold on one second. Just hold on one second, and please let me know if y'all want to call in. The phone is right there, so if y'all want to call in, Mike, one of y'all who's more privy to the shit that transpired. So hold on, let me go to my playlist real quick. All right, hope everybody enjoying their motherfucking night. All right, hold on. Now, matter of fact, I'm gonna show my screen real quick. Hold on. Now, there's more videos that I did on there. It's just not, you know, in here. But there's a lot. See, I really don't like watching that. I can't watch it. I'm not watching it no more. So if y'all want to watch it, y'all look that shit up. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not watching that footage ever again, son. Let me pick a good one. Helping a friend who just came home cost Nipsey his life. Should I play that? I haven't looked at this shit in so long. I don't even know what the fuck. Processing was crazy. Yeah, Kerry Lathan, who was shot with Nipsey Hussle, is locked up for being around Nip because he was a crip, da-da-da, which that turned out to be kind of false. Big U talks to Kerry Lathan while locked up and explains how they violated him for being around Nipsey. I don't know if y'all want to hear that one. It's definitely a lot. His mom's, that was a beautiful one. She, yo, Mother Hussle, man, is something, man. She's really dope. Really dope, man. I love her mind, though, too. What the fuck is they doing down there? What the fuck? God damn. Let me see what's in the chat. Let me see. All right, let me go to Brooklyn and Cali. Hold on. Let me turn this down a little bit. I'm really feeling this beat, though. Brooklyn to Cali, what's goody?
What's good? What's good?
Ain't shit. Talk to me, man.
First and foremost, man, I want to say RIP to Nip, man. That was a good nigga. He was a forward-thinking nigga. He was ahead of the game in so many ways. And I just feel like he not here anymore because he was ahead of the game in so many ways. As far as security and things like that, from what we know, he employed a lot of people that had priors and they couldn't have weapons and shit up there. So I feel what you're saying on he should have probably had some hired security. But
yeah.
I don't feel like he thought Shitty Cuz was a threat and he was unsuspecting. I think that's he just got caught up. That I don't think the conversations that they had, I don't think it was nothing where he felt like old boy was going to come back and do what he did. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he felt safe in his neighborhood. He was in his square in front of his store. And, you know, like, that's his area. I can guarantee he never seen that shit coming. I could guarantee that. He never thought that.
Let me ask y'all something. I'm sorry, Because why are you saying that? Because I'm visualizing it. Hold on. Pardon me. You know what I mean? I want to get a consensus. Oh, my God. What you call it? Majority rule. Do y'all think I should play Do you think I should play the video or no? No, right?
Nah.
Right. Yes.
Nah.
Thank you. Right. Let me say this real quick. Thank you, Rakim the Great, for the donation. And Celeste, haven't seen you in a long time. Really, thank you for the donation as well. So thank you. I appreciate you. It's very stressful. Yeah, so my bad. Continue, family.
It's hella graphic. And anybody that ever saw the video, they remember that shit. That's why they saying no.
Right.
The way that man was done for nothing was horrible. That was horrible to even see that. And that's the thing. My thing is, his daughter could click on the internet and see some shit like that. His son, as he get older, can click on the internet and see some shit like that. Shit don't even need to be on the internet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get that shit out of here, because it's just so many ways I feel about that situation, man. You know, when you try to help out the hood, most of these niggas, they die in their areas, man. Trying to be something, stand up to their area, and they die in their area, man, because a lot of times you got a lot of jealousy, you got a lot of envy, you got a lot of hate. Do me a favor.
Continue talking real quick. I got to use the bathroom, number one, real quick, please.
All right. Everybody in the chat, man, this Brooklyn to Cali, man, you know. Like I was saying, I felt like, you know, the situation should have never happened. But, you know, we've seen it so many times, so many individuals that were trying to make their way out or trying to make a name or trying to change the hood end up getting killed in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We got to do better as a whole. We got to do better as a people. And the thing that really bothers me is that we see the police killing us. We see people that don't look like us killing us. But we still don't handle each other with care as we should. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got enough obstacles against us as it is without having to deal with, you know, us. You know what I'm saying? We got to love one another and try to teach one another and uplift one another, because at the end of the day, all we got is us, bro. All we got is us. You see it every day. Anybody that goes out into society, you got a job. You're dealing with people. They don't always treat you with the most respect. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot, man. It's just a lot to deal with as a people, knowing that this country was built on your back and you still get treated like shit. And I felt like you're right, OG Flash. Street should have been took care of that dude for doing some shit like that. But it's a lot of self-hate. We got it. I mean, and, you know, some of it is conditioning. And some of it is decision. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It just is what it is. You know, at all these hundreds of years of being here, like I said, this place built on our back, we still getting treated like third world citizens. We looked at as three-fourths of a man. And, you know, sometimes that shit can become stressful, and we take it out in the wrong ways, because it is a lot of us that's out here working hard, trying to make shit happen for our families, trying to make shit happen for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to live whatever that dream is supposed to be in order to make you feel fulfilled in life.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard, man. It's real hard. But, you know, I ain't trying to get off the subject too much. You know, as far as Nip, like I said, that was a great dude. I've been to a couple concerts. I've met the dude a couple times. He was always a stand-up individual, a lot of positive words. And, you know, I have nothing bad to say about him. I support his product, Marathon Clothing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what's the update on the store? Are they going to keep it? Because I'm pretty sure that they still on it, and David Gross. I've been trying to reach out to him for the longest. When this happened, I wasn't able to get in touch with him, but trust me, I try to pull the craziest strings just to get in touch with him. But is there any updates on that? And after you finish, I'm going to take the call and bring you back on, but I'm going to put you on mute. But okay. Do you know anything about that?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think they got a second marathon closing. Because everything over there is online.
Right.
Everything is online, you know what I'm saying? As far as that area, it's no marathon clothing store going on in that area right now, you know? And that's what they wanted, you know what I'm saying? He was, if All Money In and Nip was Voltron, he was the head, and they took the head out. And now, like we were talking about the other day, man, you know what I'm saying? No shot against none of them, but he is, him and Black Sam, you know, they kind of was the visionaries of that shit.
Yeah.
And you know, his music was one outlet that kept him connected to the industry, that got him connected with other guys in the industry that, you know, may have had the marathon looking in a certain light. And he's able to push his brand and what he's talking about because he's rubbing shoulders with the who's who of maybe the rap game, the music game, different things like that. So, yeah, man, I just hate that happened to him. And God bless his family. God bless everybody involved, man. And that's just how I feel about it, man. Long live Neighborhood Nip, man.
All right, hold that thought. Area code 917. We got New York in the building. What's good? What's your thoughts?
What's good? What's good, Mike?
How you doing, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. It's Todd, man. What's up, man?
It's who?
Been a minute. It's Todd, man. It's been a minute, man. You all right?
Oh, what's good, boy? Talk to me. What's up, family?
Ain't nothing, man. Yo, man, yeah, I had to tap in, you know what I'm saying? You talking about the great, you know what I'm saying? I had to tap in on that one, man. I just got to say, man, you know, that brother right there, like, when it comes to music, you know, his music was the truth, you know, because he only spoke real shit. And I remember a few years back, I had the opportunity to go over there to the 60s, and I met his brother. I met Black Sam, shout out to Black Sam and stuff, and I met a couple of 60s. What I noticed when I went there, man, I want everybody to really listen, pay attention to this, because this is dope. I'm from New York. You already know how we do over here. I'm from New York, so it looked different for me. But
right.
When I went over there and walked in the store, I seen a whole bunch of young cats like me, you know, but they dead ass look like they came out of jail, straight up and down. Them dudes look like they came out of jail. All these dudes,
right.
Husky, muscles everywhere. So I'm looking for the workers. I'm like looking for the workers. I'd say you no lie, cuz that whole store, everybody that was in that store that I thought was, you know, wasn't working or, you know, looking for stuff, them dudes was actually working in that store. He gave the hood jobs, like, for real. Like everybody in there was from the 60s, man. And I spoke to some of them about it, you know. And he was like, yeah, I work here. You know what I'm saying? I just came out of jail and da da da. I'm like, wow. All of them, I think that's why I was no gun up there. A lot of people ask, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of felons in that shit.
Right.
They ain't got no gun. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no gun. They probably got one or two guns, but they probably wasn't too close to it. But they ain't got no gun in that store. There's nothing but felons in there trying to, you know, live good
better than life.
And change their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I noticed that with Nip, man. When I seen that, man, I even fell in love with the dude even more. Like, damn, like, this dude is really the truth, man. He not only made it and did whatever he did to get what he made it to, which was the Grammys, which was mad dope.
Right.
He gave everybody that he grew up with in his hood, where he's from, a job, no issues. Everybody can eat. But it's just so sad, man, that this, you know, this bust-ass nigga, you know, did this, you know, I'm just waiting to see what, you know, what they're going to say, because everything sound crazy anyway. The whole story sound crazy. He was with Nip Baby Martin, a picture with him and him with Nip Baby Mom. And then she related to Big U and Big U and him. It's just one thing after the next with that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just hope, man, everything turns out right and we just get the truth, man, because I want to know what's going on. I want to know why this dude did that, man. Why did you do that, man? Why did you do that, bro?
Well,
no. Crazy, man. I still listen to Nick to this day, bro. To this day. Every day damn near. And it's like no more new music coming from cuz. Like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? You doing your thing. Everything good with you though, Mike?
Yeah, everything good, man. Everything good, son. I lost a lot of sleep today because I'm thinking, because I know the trial was today, so I'm literally not going to sleep. I'm checking every fucking CBS, Los Angeles news station. I'm checking everything to make sure if this shit gonna be live. Like, I literally didn't get no sleep trying to get all this information for the tip. But I got something for this case, so I'm glad. And again, hopefully I will have Malik Spellman, Thundercat and Big Flossie on the same like live talking about it, because they was there today and I spoke to them today.
So
I just hope everything goes well with this, man. And Thundercat said, you know, he just want to know why. So, and we all want to know why, because he just literally cut the head off the body and stopped a lot of money, stopped a lot of people from eating, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's crazy, man. It concludes.
They connected out there, man. It's different, man. It's that culture, you know, from a New York standpoint. You know what I'm saying? That culture is really different. You know what I'm saying? It really is structured. It really is structured.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just like you had said early on the show, nobody's bigger than the protocol. Nobody's bigger than that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can fall victim to that shit. So you got to play your position when you're out there. As a matter of fact, that night when I went out there and all that, they were sitting there busting shots that night. They were busting shots that night in the 60s and shit. I wound up jumping in my wheel. I'm like, I'm out. I came back the next day because I'm looking for Nip. I'm trying to look for Nip. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm one of his biggest fans. I don't care. That's the only dude I'll ever say that shit about. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I'm dead ass a fan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm looking for Nip. I go back the next day and shit. And I see some of the homeboys that was there prior and stuff. They're like, yo, man, you just missed Nip. You just missed Nip, cuz. Like, I miss Nip. Was like, yo, as soon as you left, man. And then they showed me a video of the police hemming Nip up on the gate. You know what I'm saying? They was hemming him up. You know what I'm saying? So them boys is out there, though. I ain't going to hold you, man. It's crazy out there, man. And be careful when you go out there, for real, because that shit is really connected. And them dudes be on some real bug-out shit for no reason.
And this goes to show a lot of people that, you know, regardless of what happened back in the 90s, far as East Coast or West Coast, New York always had love for good music, period, wherever you was from.
Fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
And I've been fucking with Nipsey before he even passed.
That's,
you know what
fact.
I'm saying? So, you know, the stigma that what New York have is really not a good one. I would like to blame the music industry for that, for their narration, the direction that they wanted to go. But this is a prime example on, you know, that we do fuck with other niggas. You know what I'm saying? So that's the fact.
That's
good
fact.
Music is
that's
good music.
Fact.
And real recognized.
Look, man, to me, I ain't hear nobody saying, but to me, Nip in my top five. I ain't going to hold you. Nip in my top five.
That's
He's in my top five. He's definitely in my top five. I don't know who he bumped out the way, but he in my top five.
All right. Yo, Yo, what borough you calling from, family?
You already know, man. Southside, Jamaica, Queens, nigga. You
oh,
hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's my homie, man. Southside.
Come
you
on, man. Boss up, man. Stop playing with me, man. Come on, man.
You already know, man. Yo,
when you coming back on this side, son?
I'm already on this side, brother.
Oh, hit
I'm
my
over.
Line then. Stay less. Just hit my line, cuz. You
got
my got jack.
You.
Hit my line.
Got I got you, homie.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
One.
No doubt, man. One love. I already threw that. Hey, yo, throw them likes up on the videos, man. Y'all
that's
sad.
Right.
He got mad people watching his joint. He got mad people watching his joint. It's like 19 likes on that shit. I had to throw a like
you,
on it. Like this
serious?
Joint, man. It's free.
It's free.
It's free, y'all. Stop being like that, son. My man might be, he got some corny ass jokes that's mad funny. Come on, man. Y'all doing him dirty.
Yo, hit that like button. It's not going to kill
yeah,
y'all.
Hit that like button, man. I don't like that shit. I'll be hating that shit too, Mike. I'll be like, damn, just throw a like. My man said throw the like button. He reminded y'all niggas, man, just throw the like button up there, man. Hit the like button. It's free. Come on, man. Y'all want him to win or nah? He ain't going to win without those like buttons, man. For real. He ain't going to win without the like button. Hit that like button. And comment and all that. If you can share it. But hit that like button, man.
Yeah that's...
Yo, Mike, hit my line. You heard?
I got you, King.
One.
I got you right now, Brooklyn to Cali. Let me... Listen, I can't even follow up behind that. But please make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all been in here for a minute. That means you entertain. You at least enjoying the flow. Hit the like. Thank you.
Yeah, hit that like button.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man, run them likes up. It take a lot of time and a lot of effort to get this shit together, man. You know, ten of y'all watching, so y'all are entertained. You guys enjoying yourself. Hit that like button.
Absolutely.
Donate if you can.
Right.
Donate if you can. But yeah, back to Nip, man. I think if whoever listening, you know, y'all listen to rap music, listen to hip hop music, listen to that Victory Lap album.
That's
it's
my shit.
A lot
shit.
Of dope music on there, man. It's a lot of dope music on there. It's a lot of gems on there.
Yeah.
He came a long way from the beginning when he came out to where he ended his journey as far as the music. You know, I've been listening to him since the beginning. Since the beginning, Flossing Boys, all that. Been
right.
To all of that since the beginning. And the music definitely changed. The music had a different direction. And you could tell he was growing and maturing. And, you know, he was making good music, man. That's how come he could sell those mixtapes for $100 and stuff like that, because he got good music.
And Jay-Z
he wasn't
brought,
just no regular
and
dude.
Jay-Z brought 10. I think he brought more than 10.
Thought you bought 100 copies of that.
Yeah, 100 copies. That's 100. That's 100,000.
So Jigga. you gotta just really look at, you know, in our society, everybody that's speaking out against things or trying to push a certain narrative, they always end up getting silenced some kind of way. We gotta learn how. We gotta protect those people at all costs. You know, because everybody don't have the heart or the courage to step out on faith and do what you feel is right for your people. And that's nothing against you. That's nothing against nobody in the chat. It's just some people are born leaders. Just how it is.
Right.
You know? And I'm not saying that it's not in everybody, but some people, it's just second nature. And It seemed like it was his second nature for that guy. And you're right, Rakim. Victory Lap is a masterpiece from the beginning to the end. He got a little something for everybody.
That Loaded Basis, motherfucking Double Up, Young Niggas, my shit.
Man.
Son. Yeah, him and Kendrick. Like,
man,
that album is crazy, man. That album is, when I had my car, I want to say thanks, Tamara, but Thank you for saving everything my son. But when I had my fucking car, I used to blast that album all up Bloomfield Avenue in New Jersey and Newark downtown back in Brooklyn. I was blasting that shit, like real, like facts. That shit is a classic, bro. Real shit.
Look, let me tell you something. You'll get back to that and you can blast it all over again because...
Oh, yeah, you already know.
Timeless music is timeless music, and we're going to be playing that. I stay listening to Nip. He was dropping jewels, man. And, you know, just being from L.A. And just remembering how it was, just when all of that shit went down, only thing I can compare it to, man, is when Kobe passed away. Like, we was fucked up out here, man. Like, you know, the shit, it just had we had a somber feeling over the city, man, because it was like, damn, man, this dude was doing so much to educate people on what we really needed to be doing moving forward in life, and you just got some bullshit going on, man. Some bullshit going on, got caught up in some bullshit, and... Yeah, man.
Sorry to cut you off. Just hit a weed dog. I'm waiting for him to hit me back. Hopefully, he could call in. So I just hit him
up. Cool.
Let's see if his boy calling in. Go ahead, fam.
So many gems on that victory lap, though, man. That million while you young, man. Man, sucker proof. It's just, it was just so much shit that, you know, yeah, man, I just, making me think about that shit just got a nigga kind of just feeling a certain way right now. It's just like, man, number one, that man didn't deserve that. Number two, he was a father, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, right, man. It's crazy. But he did get better with his storytelling.
Right.
From the beginning to the end, like, y'all listen to Blue Laces too, man. Come on, y'all listen to Grinding All My Life. Y'all listen to Real Big. He was telling you what he was on and what he was thinking about and where he was trying to go. Like, he was telling you, man. It wasn't just no gang banging shit, man. I'm telling you, that was far from what he was on. He always repped his section. Don't get me wrong. But he wasn't on no gangbanging shit. Y'all listen to Hustle and to Motivate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lie, bro.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, listen to Right Hand to God, man. Listen to these songs, man. Feel this music, man. Because he definitely was going in a direction, and it had nothing to do with destroying the fabric of our community. It had everything to do with building up the fabric of our community. So,
it's a fact.
Yeah, man.
This is what was on inside the store right there. I remember that. Yeah. No. All right. Cause I damn sure don't want to play that footage, man. But listen, man, rest in peace to Nip. It's unfortunate, man. And my homegirl Crazy K from LA, she said, "How is it that YFN Lucci could get stabbed up and beat up, but this nigga Shitty Cuz, this nigga untouched?" But you know they got that nigga in PC. He got to be in PC. You know what I mean? Because what's the name said? Thundercat said he's done. Wherever he at, wherever he sits down at, he's done. I'm pretty sure that nigga, excuse me, I got to drink some water. I'm pretty sure nigga's going to definitely put a bag on his head, or he's just done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if niggas get to him, it's a wrap. And he deserves it.
He got
so.
He he got to be in PC, man. And he tried to play that 5150 card by going to that middle institution.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't fooling nobody, my nigga. Like, nigga, you fully cognizant when you did that dumb shit. And now you got to pay, my nigga.
Now, good question, though. Can they use that 5150? Can they use temporary insanity? Or he has a mental health issue because he was already in there before, prior. So when he did what he did, he turned himself in front of the place. But we got.
But you know what I think? You know what I think? I think that's out the window to me because the first conversation they had a conversation. Excuse me. He left and did whatever he had to do and came back and did that bullshit, which shows me premeditation.
Right. And he was cognitive of what he was doing, and then he gave him the dead man kick. That kick is to make sure you're dead. That kick, when I see that, it seemed like even though he shot him and killed him, but that kick fucks with me. Just that kick fucks with me.
So that's a sign of the utmost disrespect, man.
Facts, man.
Like, that's 10 times worse than getting spit on and shit. Like, that was just too much. Like I said, man, I never want to see that video again, man. I seen it enough. I seen that video enough, and I seen the video when Lauren ran into the hospital asking was he okay.
Right.
I seen that shit enough, bro.
Right.
Like, I don't need to relive none of that. I'm cool.
Right. Hey, man, we gonna close on out, man, because I definitely got to get me some fucking sleep. And I'm going to definitely keep tabs on this trial. Any of y'all who is doing the same thing, please make sure the information that you get, please send that shit to me ASAP, all right? Because I'm on top of this shit, for real. So, Brooklyn to Cali, close out, King.
Hey, man, I just want to say thank you for your time. Peace to everybody in the chat. One love. If you down, keep your head up, man. God ain't going to give you too much that you can't bear, man. You know what I'm saying? And y'all just keep pushing, man, every day. One step at a time, man. Love y'all, man. Peace, my brother.
Peace, King. You already know it's Brooklyn, some motherfucking Cali family. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Yeah, that's my brother right there, man. Salute to the homie Mike. Word up, Brooklyn to Cali, yo. So with that being said, man, let's see how this turns out. But they need to throw the book at that dude, and hopefully somebody put hands and feet on him, get some shanks, get some swords, some swords, whatever. You know what I mean? Take that nigga peanut butter, all that. He deserves the worst of the worst. You know what I'm saying? The worst of the worst. Look at this. The first state-of-the-art store ever. He did that. You scan a fucking shirt. You use your phone to hit like a little barcode or something on a shirt. It shows a video, a music video on your phone. The state-of-the-art. To niggas out the hood, I mean niggas in the hood that, you know, that don't have the, that meet the qualifications to get a job, he done provided. It's some outsider. He's considered an outsider. Come all the way 2 hours away just to come here. That is a conspiracy. Something is going on. I'm not gonna reach, but I heard some things. But we just going to leave it right there. Somebody know what's up. Only thing I want to say is thank y'all for tuning in. At least hit that like button before y'all people leave. Please hit the like button. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Rest in peace, Nip. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.